Not only did I lose the weight 14 years ago when I was 20, but also now, even postpartum, I feel like I was again fitter than I was back then in my 20s.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. I am so excited for today's episode. This is something that I feel like I talk about a lot with people, especially in my DMs on Instagram and clients all the time. And we're going to be talking about how you can lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. I hear it all the time. Like, I'm in perimenopause. I can't lose weight. It makes it so hard. I'm 60. I can't lose weight. I'm postpartum and all of the things. And no, like, age is just a number. And so today I'm going to break down the three most important things that you need to know in order to lose weight. Again, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years and beyond. And again, how you can make it possible for yourself. So for those of you that don't know me, hi, I'm Jackie. I am the mindful nutritionist, and I also am a weight loss dietitian and a mindful eating coach that has successfully lost 65 pounds and kept it off these last 14 years, all thanks to mindful eating that allowed me to sustainably and permanently lose the weight while eating the foods I love, right? Doesn't that sound amazing? Because it is. So here on the show, I'm going to teach you all of those things, sustainable weight loss. You will never hear anything about restricting. I'm always about adding nutrition, adding value, but also you're going to get some tough Jackie love, right? And that's what my clients always say. You just need someone to tell it to you straight, right? So if you are here in 2024 is a year where you want to learn what foods work best for your body, stop the yo-yo diety trade, the on and off, I'm being good, I'm being bad, constantly obsessed with food, and you maybe are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you want to start your permanent weight loss journey, well, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tune in. I am going to be sharing all of the things to help and support you on your weight loss journey. So I want to make sure that you never miss an episode. So hit that subscribe button. And also, I don't want to leave you hanging on today's episode. So let's get into it. But before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to take a minute to shout out to our amazing podcast sponsors. We have PETA 22 and Juice Jerky. You guys will hear a little bit more about a sweet offer that they have for you. But first, let's get to the episode. Okay, so in one of the last episodes, I was like, how old am I? Like, I couldn't figure it out. I'm 33. So I actually just had my birthday on March 15th. For those of you that are the Ides of March like me, happy birthday to you as well. And so I know there's probably some of you that are like, Jackie, you're only 33, but listen to me, stick with me for this episode because it is very, very important. I want to share how, again, age is just a number, and it doesn't matter how old you are when it comes to weight loss, because I've been through it with postpartum and pregnancy, and I have a lot of things that I want to share in terms of what I've seen with the clients that I've worked with and what is possible for you no matter what age you are. So I kind of wanted to reflect over the last 33 years. So I wanted to do this episode. I was like toying around, what do I title this? My 33 years, 21 years of dieting. And the thing that really stuck out was how to lose weight after 30, after 40, after 50. Because it's what I hear from you guys all the time. I feel like mostly, especially on Instagram, when I'm talking to a lot of you guys, it's like, I'm in menopause and I can't lose weight. I can't lose my belly fat. Like, I had a baby and it's just not possible for me. Every baby, I gain more weight and it won't come off. And I'm here to tell you, it is possible. It is possible to become the healthiest version of yourself. And I want to prevent you from waiting, right? Waiting until the perfect moment, or just feeling defeated and not feeling like you have any hope that you can achieve weight loss, because you can. So I want to share my three most important things that actually prove how you can lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. So let's get started with number one. First of all, there is real proof that age is just a number from real life people, experiences who I have worked with before. So I can't deny my clients' success. I cannot deny the women who I work with in their 40s, in their 50s, even in their 60s. I have someone inside my Mindful Weight Loss Academy who's also in her 70s and who is losing. She's down about 20 pounds. So there is real life proof that it is possible for you. But the way that they have been able to do it is by figuring out what foods and eating pattern works best for them, and what movement, and against the different strategies that we work on. Everyone is individual, right? So what I want to say is, when it comes to getting older, of course, there's a lot of things that change, and we'll kind of get into that in a second. But I wanted to relate this back to my postpartum journey. So I hear from a lot of people, again, whether it's like, I'm getting older, I'm in menopause, or that it's like, I have babies, and every time I have a baby, I gain more weight and more weight and more weight. And so the beautiful thing about not only just the real life experiences from my clients, but myself, right? And I was thinking about it. I don't know how much weight I put on with Olivia. All that I know, because I don't use the scale. And again, we're going to have a whole nother episode regarding that. But I just know I gained a healthy amount. And when I had Olivia, I never had a weight loss goal because I didn't know how much weight I gained. But I wanted to fit back into my clothes, right? Back into my pre-pregnancy. I hate the thing, you know, get your baby pre-baby body back, whatever they say. But I wanted to feel like I could fit back into my clothes, right? I didn't want to have to wear maternity clothes or bigger sizes and things like that. So for me, that felt like a really great goal. And what did I do? I went back to my mindful eating practices, right? I went back to my staples. I went back to the foundations. I went back to the things, the daily non-negotiables. If you missed that episode about the five surprising things that I do differently if I wanted to lose weight again, make sure you go back to that. I think it's the fifth episode. And I talk about, again, some of those foundations and what I do differently. And guess what I did postpartum after Olivia to lose the weight? I did exactly that. And I was looking at pictures after about a year postpartum. I was probably fitter a year after with Olivia than I was before. And so it's really surprising because, number one, I was a year older. So you can't tell me you can't lose weight as you get older. And number two, I was postpartum, right? My life was completely changed. You know, when people are like, oh, when you have a baby, your life's going to change. You're like, well, thanks. Like, that's great. Like, what does that mean? And you figure it out when you actually have a baby. And I started to prioritize things. And I prioritized, like I talked about, you know, my steps and my movements, balanced meals, my mindful eating practices, self-care, sleep, all of these things. And I was fitter. I don't want to say healthier, but I felt healthier and I looked healthier. I was a year older. I was postpartum. So I am real living proof. Not only did I lose the weight 14 years ago when I was 20, but also now, even postpartum, I feel like I was, again, fitter than I was back then in my 20s. So again, I can name so many clients that I have in their 40s and 50s and 60s who work with me, and they actually do sustainably lose weight. They get fitter, they feel better than they did in their 20s. So it is possible. There is real life proof. And I want to actually touch on, when I talked about compared to their 20s and 30s and things like that, how that is preventing you from losing your weight. So it's really important that you know, comparing yourself to your younger self is probably the number one thing that is stopping you from losing weight. And I guarantee every single one of you listening to this has probably looked at a picture of you in your wedding dress, or you when you're on vacation, when you were 20 or 30 or newlywed or honeymoon or whatever it was, And it's so funny. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm right. In the moment, you probably looked at that picture, and let's say it was like 10, 20 years ago, you probably in that moment looked at that picture and was like, I need to lose a few pounds. Like, I don't look good. Now you look at that picture and you're like, damn, girl, you look so good. What is wrong with you? Like, please tell me I'm not the only one that has done that. I am so guilty. I remember looking at photos of myself in the moment, being disgusted with myself. And then now when I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I looked so good. What was wrong with me? So I want to help make sure that you avoid comparing yourself to your younger self. So again, my goal is not to fit back into my wedding dress or the Friday night Shabbat dress or the Saturday rehearsal dinner dress. I don't need to fit back into that dress when I was, and again, that was 28. So it was not that long ago, right? That is not my goal, to get small and skinny, right? My goal is to be healthy, and life happens. I had a baby. I'm pregnant now. God, when this episode airs, I mean, I'm probably 20 weeks now. Yeah, probably just had my 20-week ultrasound. My goal is to not to be a size zero, right? Or have a thigh gap anymore. That was my goal. And it was such an unhealthy goal. And I'm sure you can resonate with that. But now my goal isn't to be my 28-year-old self or my 20-year-old self, because that doesn't support me in where I am today. My body has lived. I have created a human, and I'm currently creating another one right now, right? I have been through so many different walks of life, in a sense, that I think it's so much more important to really figure out, what does health look like for you? What does health feel like for you? Not 120 or 170 or size zero or size two or four or thigh gap. What does health, the healthiest, best version of yourself, what does she look like? What does she feel like? What does she do? So I encourage you to ask yourself, what does health mean to you, right? What is healthy? Are you healthy? Are you taking the steps in order to become the healthiest version of yourself? Not the skinniest, not the one that needs to fit into your wedding dress, right? Before we continue with today's incredible episode, I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit more about our amazing sponsors of today's podcast. So let me tell you the sweet deals that they have for you. Hey, San Diego foodies, let me tell you about my latest obsession, Pita 22 in Carmel Valley. It's not your average Israeli restaurant. It's a flavor paradise tailored perfectly for your taste buds and health goals. Imagine Mediterranean dishes crafted from scratch with love and fresh, healthy ingredients, no sneaky artificial additives. From homemade pitas to labneh and even tomato sauce, there are no shortcuts taken here. And their menu is a dream for everyone. Vegetarian delights like house-made falafel and crispy cauliflower with tahini, which is my absolute favorite. They also have family-friendly favorites like chicken schnitzel, which my daughter Olivia loves, and the softest homemade pita bread you'll ever taste. I've spent 11 summers in Israel, and trust me, this is the best Mediterranean food. And here's the best part. As a Mindful Nutritionist Show listener, when you head on over to Pita 22 and use the code MINDFUL, you'll get a free hummus. Yup, that is a special treat just for us podcast listeners. So whether you're in for a hearty grilled kebab or a delicious weekend breakfast like shakshuka, Pita 22 has got you covered. I'm a regular, the flavors never disappoint, and perfectly complement your wellness journey. So join me at Pita 22, indulge in fantastic flavors, and remember to use the code MINDFUL for that free hummus, and I can't wait to see you there. I have to tell you about my family's latest fruit snack obsession called juice jerky we found at a San Diego farmer's market. It's a guilt-free, delicious, and smart choice for your health journey. I was confused by the name at first, but when I learned it's just blended and dehydrated fruit that's lower in calories with no added sugar, I had to try it. It has this amazing texture and chew just like jerky, with sweet, tart, and spicy flavors like my favorite mango pineapple. My daughter Olivia loves the blueberry,
sanitary. And the best part, no blue stained hands or mouths here. Why do I love it as a mom and dietitian? Well, it's an easy snack and so versatile. Top it on cereal, yogurt, or even use it as a cocktail garnish. It's my go-to car snack for days chauffeuring Olivia around with no sugar high, just a tasty pick-me-up. And you get a special treat as a podcast listener. Use the code MINDFUL at checkout for a sweet 15% off your first order. Yup, a delicious discount just for tuning in. Whether you're on the go, at the office, camping, or packing your kids' lunch, Juice Jerky has your snack game covered. Indulge your taste buds, make a mindful choice, and get that 15% off with code MINDFUL, and let's snack smarter together.
So, if any of this is resonating with you, by the way, I mean, again, if you have felt those feelings of looking at these pictures and, you know, really being like, okay, well, I want to, it's so funny when I onboard a new client and they put their weight loss goal and it's like some crazy, like 50, 80 pounds, something like that. And I'll always be like, when's the last time you were in that weight? And they're always like 20 years ago or like 10 years ago. But so if any of this is resonating with you, I want you to go down into the show notes, grab the link to apply to Mindful Weight Loss Academy, because you don't have to feel this way, right? If you do want to lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, I can show you how mindful eating can save you. I just literally mentioned how I'm living proof of it. So you don't have to be looking at photos and hate what you see. You don't have to hide behind people anymore. You don't have to wear baggy clothes. You don't have to be confused about what to eat. You don't have to feel bad and guilty for eating two donuts instead of a regular meal, because I will help you tap back into those internal cues and take healthy control. Right? Healthy control of your food, of your nutrition, and of your mindset, of your life. So go and grab that link, watch my program video. If any of it resonates with you, I would love for you to apply. Our first step is let's just chat about it, right? I get it. I've been there. I've walked in your shoes. And that's why I'm so lucky to help so many women, again, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, change their life. You do not have to wait. So don't do that disservice to yourself. Get that application in. Okay, so back to, again, how you can lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. So again, I really, really, really think it's important that we talk about, I don't know, is it the elephant in the room? Maybe not. But again, focusing on what is in your control versus what's out of your control when you get older. Metabolism. I know you were probably thinking about that, but Jackie, my metabolism is slow and, you know, all of these things and hormones and things like that. And I want to say, yes, your body does change, but it is so important for you to, again, focus what is in your control. And the things that are out of your control are out of your control. So stop worrying about them. So let's bring in some facts, okay? So your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, aka your metabolism, 70% of what happens in weight loss, right? If this is something that I teach inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy, again, the science behind weight loss, it is so important that you understand that exercise is only 5%. That thermic effect of food is, you know, 5 to 10%. Like there are so many small little things that compound in weight loss, but the big part of weight loss is your BMR, right? Your basal metabolic rate. Did you know that your BMR drops only 1 to 2% every decade after the age of 20? So again, in your 30s, maybe it's 4%, right? It is such a small percentage. Out of that 70%, guys, it is such a small percentage. So it's really important. Yes, it is contributing to making weight loss harder, 100%. Another thing that makes weight loss harder as you age is the fact that you're probably losing some muscle. It is called our natural decline of the human body, right? But again, what is in your control? That's not in your control, but what's in your control? Strength training. Like, oh my God, there are so many things that you can do to prevent the loss of muscle, right? And the biggest thing, this is probably the biggest thing that contributes to when people are like, oh, I have a slow metabolism as I get older. You're just more sedentary. And I'm going to say it and shoot it straight shooter as I am. Like, you are just not moving as much, right? you were a younger mom, potentially. You were chasing after the kids. You just started your career and you didn't have a husband and you were going and doing and blah, blah, blah. And life happens. You get older, you get slower, right? I mean, I was definitely a lot more active. I was playing sports and softball. And now I'm like freaking like, you know, getting ready to, you know, watch Miss Rachel and do all of these, you know, what do you do with the toddler? I'm about to start taking care of an infant again. After a long day of work, Todd and I are plopped on the couch watching America's Got Talent. I mean, like, I'm going to be honest, I am a lot more slower and lazier, but what's in my control, I move my body, right? I go on my daily non-negotiable walks. I hopefully will get back into running right now. It's not fun when you're 20 weeks pregnant, at least for me. But again, I am trying to do the things to move my body and not be so sedentary. So that to me is a really big, like, age-related way that your quote-unquote metabolism slows down. But like, again, what is in your control? Move your freaking body, like do something about it. So it's really about your lifestyle, right? And what is in your control, your daily non-negotiables, what you can do, right? You can't control that your hormones are changing and that your estrogen is going down. Like, it's sure, maybe we can do hormone replacement therapy. Again, a whole nother, like, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but it's important to reframe your thoughts about, okay, well, instead of saying I'm in menopause, I'm getting older, I can't lose the weight, look at all this belly fat, I look at bread and gain weight. I mean, my mom has definitely said that to me like multiple times. No, it's about saying, well, what are the things that I can do to support my metabolism as I get older, to prevent muscle loss, to make myself move my body a little bit more, right? So it's all about having, you know, whether it's different positive thoughts or mantras or mottos that I can do this. I am doing this. I am living my best, healthiest life. And this is what's in my control. And what I love about this is I teach my clients one of my favorite books by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan, The Gap and the Gain, right? And if you have not, I'll probably do an episode recapping like the things that I love from that book, because it is just such an incredible book. But living in the gain and comparing yourself from where you started versus where you are now. And it's about, again, looking at more of the internal motivators, right? More of the internal things that you can do and becoming that person that does the things to become that healthiest version of yourself instead of the external, right? Or again, kind of like scale and numbers and things like that, and living in the gap, right? And being like, well, I'm not here or I can't do it. Like, that is such gap thinking. And of course, you're going to feel stuck if you're staying in the gap. So again, really, really important that don't dwell on the stuff that you can't control. Start focusing on the things that you can do to, again, it's natural decline as you get older. But it doesn't mean when you're 70 that you can't go for a walk or you can't do some weight training or some, you know, even body resistance movements, right? It doesn't mean that you look in, you know, the pictures from your wedding album and say, I want to fit into my wedding dress. Like, again, being realistic, look at the real proof. I'm living proof. My clients are real living proof. I'm sure even some of my guests, like Beth, for example, you know, is at her fittest and she's after 50 compared to when she was in her 40s or 30s. Like, it is so possible for you. So I hope I debunked all of the things, but just to recap of how you can lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. First is, again, to make sure that you are not just focusing on your age as a number. It's focusing on, I can do this at whatever age I am. There is living proof that I can do this, and I am that living proof, right? Avoiding comparing yourself to your younger self. You don't need to fit back into your wedding dress. You don't need to be where you were when you were 20, when you're 50 years old. Focus in the now, right? That's something that my coach said to me. Well, her therapist said it to her about really focusing on today instead of focusing on the past and the future. Again, it's focusing on, again, what is in your control today, which again leads me to what is in your control today as you get older? What are the things that you can do as naturally we're supposed to decline and get slower and lose muscle mass, and things change. Hormones change as we get older. But guess what? Focus on the things that you can do to help mitigate that. Focus on the things that are in your control, right? So I hope that gives you a little dose of some tough Jackie love. And I want to know from you, what is one thing that you can do that is in your control as you get older? So if you are, you know, today in your 30s, 40s, 50s, I want you to really think about that and say, you know what? I'm going to stop using this as an excuse and feeling sorry for myself. And I am going to use all of these other people who I see as inspiration. I'm not going to be envious of them. I'm going to say to myself, well, if she can do it, I can do it. And what are the things that I need to do in order to lose the weight where I am today? So I really hope this helped, because it's something that I've been thinking about, especially as I'm, it's funny because I'm 33 and my husband is turning 43 this year. So I always get made fun of that, like I'm the baby and this and that. But you know what? My body's changing as well as I get older. And I'm not just going to sit here, twiddle my thumbs, being like, I really hope this stops. No, I'm going to do something about it. And I hope after listening today that you can do something about it too. And you have hope because you know how you can also lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. Well, what do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? You agree? I know you probably agree. I hope you agree. Even if you don't agree, I hope you got at least something out of these three major points about how you can lose weight in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. And that age is just a freaking number. It does not matter. So again, if you are here and you started this episode being like, you know, is she going to give me a magic pill, a magic formula to tell me because I'm perimenopausal or I'm postmenopause and it's impossible and I look at bread and I gain weight and this and that? I'm sorry that I didn't give that to you, because it's not true. It's not possible. But hopefully you are taking away that there are things that are in your control and that it's not worth comparing yourself to your younger self, and that there is living proof that it does not matter, that you can be your healthiest, whether you are 47, 57, 67, and beyond. But again, it's up to you to focus on the things that are actually gonna get you to that goal, right? So I hope this landed and resonated. Again, I want you to tell me what is the one thing that is in your control that you're going to start working on, even, and again, if you're in 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. Send me a DM on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist. I hope that you at least got a little bit of inspiration that you don't have to wait, and that it is possible for you. And if you have not left a 5-star rating and review and you are loving these episodes, I would be so grateful if you left something, a little nugget that you loved about this episode and shared it with a friend, because this way we are able to help support so many other women who don't feel like they can lose their weight in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. And let's show them together that it is possible. Okay, I'm so excited and happy that you're here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And until next time, I'll see you then.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist, and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.